the small business, the small cafe, the small restaurant that government really need to throw a lifeline to, because in effect the reduction would allow them to keep the prices competitive in an environment now, Ronan, where it has never been as difficult to do business because everything has gone up, insurance has gone up, wages have gone up, stock has gone up, everything, ESB has gone up. And for the small operators to compete in that environment, the 9% VAT rate allowed them to do that. And they need the supports from government, and this is the first step, because, as we all know, the small business is the backbone of the local economy, and our economy, this side of the country, is different to the East Coast. And that's why it is incumbent on myself and my colleagues, and we will all agree unanimously here and everywhere in the Northwest and the West, that government really need to wake up to this reality, because the industry are reporting two a day going to the wall, and that is a shocking statistic.
And we know the importance of these local cafes, well, small cafes and small restaurants, and in providing employment and also social spaces for people to have a cup of coffee and chat with their friends or other people as well. And to lose these businesses would be, there's a whole load of knock-on effects.
Yeah, absolutely. And I listened with interest, and I would fully concur with Councillor Phelan Gern, who raised this issue with Leitrim. He's in the business, and he's quite right, and makes a very valid point. We're putting a lot of money into the urban centres. We've seen that here in Sligo with the success of Queen Maeve Square. But they're no good if the local cafes and pubs and restaurants aren't there and supported. And as you've said, Ronan, in this part of the country, and you're quite right, tourism is our biggest asset here in Sligo. And we need to be cognizant of that. Government needs to be cognizant of that. And part of that is the small little coffee shops, is the small little restaurants, and they are employers. And again, I would say they are the backbone of every local economy.